In this bulletin, the United Nations concerned about the impact of the war in Ukraine on children. Two men arrested for posting Nazi symbols on buildings in Melbourne. And in cricket, Australia's national men's team on high alert ahead of their tour to Sri Lanka in 3 weeks' time. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The United Nations says the war in Ukraine is causing immense human suffering, especially for children. UNICEF's Deputy Director Omar Abdi says 15 of the 89 schools it supports in eastern Ukraine have been damaged or destroyed, and hundreds more have been hit with heavy weaponry across the country. Mr. Abdi says the war has now forced 14 million Ukrainians from their homes. He says children are also amongst those impacted by the fighting.
And just this past month, the UN verified that nearly 100 children were killed, and we believe the actual figure is to be considerably higher. More children have been injured and face grave violations of their rights. Millions more have been displaced. Schools continue to be attacked and used for military purposes, and water and sanitation infrastructure impacted. The war in Ukraine, like all wars, is a child protection and child rights crisis.
A new prime minister has been appointed in Sri Lanka as the country's embattled president looks for a way out of the country's worst economic crisis since independence. Ranil Wickremesinghe is a political veteran who has been prime minister of the island nation 5 times before. He must now try to address financial chaos and heal political divisions as he sets out to form a coalition government. The 73-year-old is an economic liberal who has experience dealing with the International Monetary Fund, which is currently in discussions to bail out Sri Lanka. The Democratic Party in the United States says it will continue to fight to enshrine abortion rights into law after a bill to do just that was defeated in the Senate this week. The bill was designed to codify into federal law the landmark 1973 Roe v. Wade precedent that legalized abortion nationwide after a draft U.S. Supreme Court opinion suggested the court is about to overturn that ruling. Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi says it will not give up the fight.
This is not a public policy debate that is isolated from the personal impact that it has on the lives of women. It is personal between a woman, her doctor, her God, her family, not the Supreme Court or the Congress of the United States.
Two men have been charged with posting neo-Nazi symbols on buildings in Caulfield in Melbourne's southeast. The pair allegedly posted up to 50 stickers of Nazi swastikas on the Beth Wiseman Community Centre in Melbourne and on telegraph poles and transport shelters along the way. Newspaper Australian Jewish News has reported the community centre was hosting a meeting between Israeli Ambassador Amir Maimon and a number of Jewish organisations at the time of the alleged incident. The arrest of the men comes just days after the state government announced it was introducing legislation to outlaw the display of Nazi signs in Victoria. Inspector Kath Wilkins from Victoria Police says there is no place for Nazi symbols in society. To sport now, and Australia's cricketers have been briefed on the escalating political tensions in Sri Lanka ahead of the planned Australian men's team tour there next month. The tour looks to be going ahead as planned, with no changes to the schedule 3 weeks ahead of the squad's scheduled departure. Australia is due to play 3 T20 internationals, 5 one-day internationals and 2 test matches from early June to mid-July. A Cricket Australia spokesperson says the security situation in Sri Lanka is being watched closely and players and support staff are being kept up to date. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, a shower or two, 19. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 22. Melbourne, a possible shower, 19. Hobart, early fog, 17. Canberra, showers easing, 20. Wollongong, rain and 22. Sydney, a shower or two, 25. Newcastle, much the same, 24. Brisbane, rain, 23. Cairns, a shower or two, 29. And Darwin, partly cloudy, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.